the first half, we weren't good enough, you know. We weren't good enough. We didn't play second half outstanding in times, you know. And that's the difference. And we've got to bring these together. I think another 5 minutes, we win the game. There's only one team going to score. Their keeper's wasting time at 3-3, you know. So they're obviously happy with the point. We're going for it. We want to try and win the game at the end there. And I was disappointed with the first half, the three goals we've conceded. You know, it's not like us. We're usually very solid. We've got the second best defensive record in the league. But some real bad mistakes, you know, some individual mistakes that I've got to pick up. Everyone does it, but it was at crucial times, you know, and the one just before half time I thought was the killer. I thought with the conditions, the wind in our favour, kicking to our fans, second half, we were always going to get one, maybe two. And I thought we could have had more, you know. We had chances galore. We had chances to hit the target. And we limited Shrewsbury to very little that second half. And that was the story of the game. But first half, the damage was done. You can't score three goals away from home and not win a game. That's criminal. And that's what we've done today.
That said, we haven't lost. I mean, that second half, that kind of personify your Sandringham team. They go to the end.
They don't know when to be, you know. They will keep going and fighting and scrapping. Even I can take the mistakes because I'm getting the effort. And if any fans want to say they're not giving effort, come and see me, because they're giving everything. Robin McKenzie's played on there with a real, real nasty injury, you know, when the boys backed into him in the first half and he's gone over the top of him, which is really dangerous. But there's also a sending off incident in the game which I cannot believe the referee has not given a red card. I don't know how that Josh Andrews isn't through on goal. He's very quick. He's going through. The last man's dragged him down. I have no idea why the referee has not pulled that back. And I'm not one to ask for red cards, but wow, that is blatant. That's as blatant as you're going to get. You know, the ball was a perfect ball. I don't know where that's come from. So, again, it's something that we've not had. But the spirit these boys show, the fight, and not just that, Phil. The football I thought we played second half, I thought it was fantastic football. Free flowing, tempo, a real tempo, you know. Obviously, you know, I get billed for a style here and there, but you look at that second half, the amount of crosses Gareth McLean and Mayo Hutton got in, combining down the right hand side there, and that led to the equalising goal, obviously, never coming off the bench. But fans were fantastic, really were. And obviously, the Shrewsbury fans, you know, they gave me a bit, and that's fine as well. Yeah, they don't know the full story, so I'm totally happy with the result, because we've got a point away from home. I just wish it could have been three, because that would have been two wins, two draws in the last four games, and that's a nice place to be, you know. So, but Colchester next week, we get ready for that now, and hopefully we can take the second half into that game, because that was way good enough for League Two.